A needle jabs me in the crease of my arm, releasing a heavy, soporific liquid that sprays into my heart and lurches down my arteries, staunching the fire, soothing my agonies. I relax, receding into a hypnotic haze. I must have been in an accident. An accident I have no memory of. Everything is lost. Even who I am.
The handheld is yours for the duration of the mission, preloaded with everything you'll need to know. Or have you forgotten what you are? And what on earth were you doing on a colony ship?
I have land waiting for me. A snort.
Well, get this. You're still owned by the company, and it seems they have a job for you.
He turned again to the medic.
Kit him out in a skin suit and bring him to the airlock.
Airlock? The redhead's green eyes narrow slightly.
There's been a death.
Man, you're a mess.
I remember the image on the wafer. The mad, freaked out eyes. The hungry expression. I suppose I am.
And you're short.
Yeah, and I thought you'd be older. I take it you're not Director Friedrichs.
I'm Bill Jared, an intern. Think of me as the General Dog's body. This is the Zeta Karst Laboratories, one of the company's many research bases, although this is the best. Not that you'll believe me once you start meeting people.
I open the door and enter the short corridor that takes me to habitation. 5 people wait for me. Director Friedrichs and 4 others. 2 men and 2 women in heated discussion. A discussion that stops when they see me. Like children awaiting punishment. I feel a sudden revulsion. Friedrichs sits down in the chair next to mine. I feel his proximity keenly. The others join him. A quick glance reveals a set of annoyed and worried faces. 2 women, a large man with piggy eyes and glasses too small for his face, and a guy with long hair tied into a ponytail and wearing a skin suit like mine.
So, Bill, you gonna fill me in on what I'm supposed to be doing here?
Didn't they give you a brief?
As of 40 minutes ago, I was in hypersleep. My memory is all shot to pieces. First, tell me about the Skilled. Tell me what I am.
The Skilled was a sort of nickname for the company's special police. Genetically engineered enforcers, illegal of course, but engineered all the same. Empaths who could read emotion and intent. Seeing things in people that others couldn't. Let's just say the Skilled were more than effective. After the wars, everything changed. The company saw them as a threat and tried to discontinue them. The wars altered a lot of people, and the Skilled were no different. They returned obsessed with the truth, with getting to the bottom of things. Something happened. I don't know what. Some say a failed coup, others that the company moved against them, tried to wipe them out.
Then what am I doing here?
The company must have kept tags on you in case you were required. I guess you were required.
For a simple suicide?
This is their top research lab. They probably wanted their best operative.
You want proof? It's here. I'm the proof. A damn living and breathing lie detector. I've been awake for a few hours now. I've found out I'm different, special, skilled. I'm a mass-murdering war hero with the talent of getting the job done, whatever the odds. More than that, I'm a bloodhound, brought in to sniff out truth from all the bullshit. And there is a hell of a lot of bullshit going on here. I've felt like this before. I have a stubborn streak, born from belligerence. Though most of all from experience. I never let go. I always keep pushing. Call it arrogance. Call it obsession. Call it any number of things, but nothing in this investigation adds up. The company brought me here for a purpose. And if it's not Chen's suicide, it's gotta be something else.
She leans in, her breath close, and I realize I've never asked her name. What do they call you?
I'm Sharina. And you? What's your first name?
Me? I'm Vadik. Just Vadik.